Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, August 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
NutraCore subsidiary, NutraLife Sciences, expands rapidly with new joint venture partnerships. NutraCorp subsidiary, NutraLife Sciences, is expanding rapidly with new joint venture partnerships in the clinical research industry. By securing partnerships with Podiatry Epic Foot and Ankle Centers, Radiation Oncology, Aspire Hospital Cancer Centers, and Dermatology Radiant Dermatology and Aesthetics Clinic, NLS is diversifying its specialties to better serve a broader patient population. This strategic growth allows NLS to support contract research organizations and sponsors with a wider array of clinical indications, accelerating the development of innovative treatments. NutraCorp's president and CEO, Sydney Jim, emphasized the increasing demand for high-quality clinical research solutions. The company's focus on advancing clinical research capabilities through its site management organization reflects a shift towards long-term growth in the life sciences sector. For more information, contact Nutra Life Sciences at 281-598-0200 or info@NutraLifeSciences.com. NutraCorp subsidiary, Nutra Life Sciences, expands rapidly with new joint venture partnerships. NutraCorp subsidiary, Nutra Life Sciences, is rapidly expanding with new joint venture partnerships in the clinical research industry. By securing joint venture partnerships with Podiatry Epic Foot and Ankle Centers, Radiation Oncology, Aspire Hospital Cancer Centers, and Dermatology Radiant Dermatology and Aesthetics Clinic, NLS is diversifying into more specialties to meet the increasing demands in clinical research. This strategic growth enables NLS to play a critical role in accelerating the development of innovative treatments across a broader spectrum of therapeutic areas. NutraCorp has made the strategic decision to divest its subsidiary, Vivus Corporation, to focus on advancing its clinical research capabilities through its newly launched site management organization, SMO, supporting high-quality clinical trials in the evolving healthcare and biotechnology landscape.
BFCH signs binding LOI to acquire Evermind Beverage, a science-supported cognitive health platform. Bitfrontier Capital Holdings, Inc., known as Evermind Holdings, has signed a binding letter of intent to acquire Eurapeutics, LLC, the developer of Evermind, a plant-based protein shake for cognitive health. The $4,000 equity acquisition includes 400,000 restricted common shares at 0.1 cents per share. Evermind offers brain health benefits and is science-supported. The acquisition strengthens BFCH's balance sheet and aligns with their uplisting strategy. The transaction is expected to close within 60 to 90 days, subject to due diligence. Evermind will operate as a wholly owned subsidiary of Evermind Labs, with potential spin-off options in the future.
Markel hits reset. Reinsurance exit and insurance revamp signal new era. Markel Group Inc. is undergoing significant changes to streamline its insurance operations, including exiting its global reinsurance business and implementing structural changes to focus on transparency and profitability. The decision to sell the renewal rights of its reinsurance book marks the end of a decade-long venture into reinsurance, which had been a drag on performance. The company reported pain points in collateral protection insurance and discontinued D&O lines, leading to a combined ratio of 96.9% for the quarter. Markel has reorganized its U.S. operations into two new segments and made changes to its international division. Despite setbacks in insurance, the company posted strong investment gains and robust operating income. Analysts are optimistic about the capital flexibility that could be unlocked by winding down reinsurance, with potential for over $1 billion in freed-up capital. While near-term results may be choppy, Markel is positioning itself for long-term success. Following Texas disaster, Convex Insurance urges U.S. homeowners to protect their homes with affordable flood insurance. In the wake of devastating floods in Texas, Convex Insurance urges U.S. homeowners to secure affordable flood insurance before hurricane season peaks. Standard policies often do not cover flooding, leaving families at risk. Judith Figaro, licensed insurance agent, emphasizes the importance of proactive coverage. Convex Insurance offers competitive rates, flexible options, and fast claims processing. Top 10 U.S. states most affected by flooding include Florida, Texas, and Louisiana. Residents near water bodies, low-lying areas, or with inadequate drainage should consider flood insurance. Act now to protect your home and assets before it's too late.
Jay Paterno joins advisory board of WNFC expansion team Golden State Storm. Jay Paterno, a respected voice in sports and leadership, has joined the advisory board of the Golden State Storm, the newest expansion team in the Women's National Football Conference. With decades of experience as a coach, author, trustee, and advocate for equity in athletics, Paterno brings a wealth of knowledge to the team. The Golden State Storm, set to launch in 2026 in Northern California, will compete in both tackle and flag football. Paterno, a former Penn State assistant coach, is a champion for women's sports and has been instrumental in securing name, image, and likeness opportunities for athletes. His involvement with the Storm underscores the team's commitment to building a high-performance and culturally relevant football franchise. To learn more about the Golden State Storm, visit goldenstatestorm.com.
Shiplify introduces Accessorial ROI Calculator to reduce disputes and preserve profits. Shiplify has unveiled the Accessorial ROI Calculator, a groundbreaking tool providing upfront visibility into freight invoicing. This innovative calculator offers real-time estimates of potential savings and billing clarity before shipments move, fostering collaboration and accountability among partners. President North Winship emphasizes the calculator's role in strengthening relationships and trust by eliminating surprise charges. By entering shipping volumes and monthly accessorial fees, users can instantly see how accessorials impact costs. This tool aims to help users strategically manage freight spend and reduce disputes. According to Bart DeMink, strategic advice, proactive management of accessorials is crucial for maintaining margins and customer trust. To try Shiplify's ROI calculator and access the complimentary research on LTL shipping costs, visit their website today.
HPM announces topping out of Bank Independence Stadium at UNA. HPM announced the topping out of Bank Independence Stadium at the University of North Alabama, marking the final structural beam placement. The $65 million multipurpose facility in Florence, Alabama will feature Bobby Wallace Field, a press tower, suites, and a club level. The stadium will host UNA's football, baseball, soccer teams, and marching band, with a 2,760-square-foot video board for games and community events. HPM is overseeing the project, working closely with UNA to ensure timely completion. This marks the first partnership between HPM and the University of North Alabama, with other notable projects including Bryant-Denny Stadium and Texas Tech University's Jones AT&T Eastside Stadium. ITS Logistics Distribution Fulfillment, Q2 Index. Functional warehouse space tightens amid highest vacancy rates since 2014. ITS Logistics released the Q2 ITS Logistics U.S. Distribution and Fulfillment Index, highlighting a tightening market for truly functional warehouse space. Vacancy rates climbed to 7.1%, the highest since 2014, while inventory costs surged to 80.9 on the Logistics Manager Index. Consumer sentiment rose 16% in June, signaling cautious optimism. The index findings align with broader industrial market trends, showing a steady pace of expansion. Warehousing capacity fell for the first time since early 2023, while downstream inventory readings dropped, indicating reduced activity at fulfillment and retail nodes. U.S. goods imports fell nearly 20% month over month in April, while average warehouse wages now exceed $19 an hour.
ITS Logistics offers omnichannel distribution and fulfillment services to 95% of the U.S. population within 2 days.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.